Good morning and welcome. My name is Dean Panter of Fulcher Island. Welcome to this mini-size, bite-size tourism podcast. And the subject for today's podcast is food tourism. Our guest today is a colleague of mine, Sinead Hennessy. Sinead is a food tourism officer within the Hospitality and Standards Division of Fulcher Island. So Sinead, welcome.
Thanks, Dean. Great to be here.
Good to have you here, Sinead. So the subject for today is food tourism. So just straight into it, Sinead, what is food tourism?
Well, there are many variations of this, Dean, but I think the description, the pursuit of unique and memorable eating and drinking experiences is the best one. This pursuit can be near and far. It includes traveling to another country. So, for example, you could be heading over to Germany for Oktoberfest, a different region, so down to Dingle for a local food festival, or it could be just going across town for the best local sandwich from a farmer's market or a gourmet experience in a Michelin star restaurant. So all in between that.
Mm-hmm. And so a food experience, what is a food experience? What do we mean by that?
I'm glad you asked. Many think that food tourism experiences are limited to dining out. And although local food featuring on our menus is paramount to the overall satisfaction of our visitors, there are many other elements and food experience ranges to consider as well. So some examples would be food festivals or small food events that showcase local food produce and heritage. This year we've seen a lot of lovely food series coming out, which are great. Another food experience would be a bake your own soda bread experience in a local Irish cookery school. There could be foraging walks, a visit to a whiskey distillery. So when we think about food tourism, we're also talking about drink as well. So a visit to a whiskey distillery or a local craft brewer, an urban food walking tour, or even a stay at a local B&B to experience Ireland's living food culture. So although produce is really important when thinking about food experiences, it's also just as much about the people, the place, and the story. So in Ireland, our food experiences have the capacity to connect travellers and our visitors to a place, to the place that they're in a way that's arguably closer and more engaging than anything else they could encounter whilst they're here.
It's very interesting, yeah. So in terms of Ireland, where are we in relation to food tourism and what are the main challenges, do you think?
Well, I think generally we're in a good place. So if you look at the overall spend by travellers to Ireland, we say that 35% of a visitor's spend is spent on food and drink whilst they're here. Now that equals about 2 billion per annum. So if you think about a US couple going to Waterford for the weekend, they have a budget of 1,000 euros. 350 euros of that is to play for here, just in the food and food tourism side of things. So, it's big business. We did some really, really interesting research at the start of this year with the World Food Travel Association. And that told us that over half of travellers are now saying that food is more important than it was 5 years ago to them. And as well, what's really, really encouraging is that 93% of travellers took part in a food activity in their most recent trip abroad. So it's a rapidly growing area. Food is now being regarded as the leading hook in travel globally. That's according to Skift. But, you know, there is a challenge in that. So recent research conducted between ourselves and Fulcher Ireland and the World Food Travel Association tells us that international perceptions around Irish food are still lagging. And unfortunately, for those who haven't been to Ireland, our food reputation is one of plentiful beer, stew and potatoes. So it's quite an antiquated view.
The old concept, really, you know, of Irish stews, you know, ham and cabbage and things like that.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. That's right.
And we're, in fact, we've moved on.
We have. We have substantially. And I think, you know, it's fair to say that these perceptions change. For those who have visited Ireland in order to paint a complete picture. So, you know, that is really the challenge, the repositioning of that perception for Ireland. You know, but we would consider that as an opportunity as well. I suppose in food tourism, we're on a mission to put Ireland on the world food map. That means persuading all outlets, experiences and eateries from petrol stations to pubs to our local heritage sites that they are part of the food tourism landscape. And our strategy is to ensure that Ireland is recognised for memorable food experiences that evoke a unique sense of place, culture and hospitality.
Interesting.
And in food tourism, we're actually engaged in a range of projects to achieve this vision.
Could you give some examples of that, Sinead, in terms of the projects that we're engaged in?
Yeah, there's some really interesting ones this year. So, for example, we work in the international publicity space. So we've had, well, we will, by the end of this year, we'll have had three international media trips. These were our food writers and food journalists. We'll have hosted them in Ireland in each of the brands. So in April, we had one for the Wild Atlantic Way. We had 9 food writers staying and experiencing the food culture on the Wild Atlantic Way. We just last week, actually, we had 7 international food writers stay in Waterford in Kilkenny in Ireland's ancient East. And in November, we have another one planned for Dublin, A Breath of Fresh Air. So these media, they have a collective following of in excess of 5 million. So that will really, really give us a good repositioning there. We are involved in a really interesting project with an online documentary series called The Perennial Plate.
I've heard of that, yeah.
Yeah, this is actually taking place at the moment. Mm-hmm. So Daniel and Mira Klein, these filmmakers have amassed over 10 million views. They're really, really popular in sustainable food films. So we're hosting them in Ireland for the next 8 weeks, and they're going to be capturing really great
examples.
Food stories and examples of best practice in Ireland. And we have our Food Champion program, which is a hugely successful program. 22 food champions across Ireland who are championing local food sourcing and food tourism in their area.
Mm-hmm.
I know that Tom is doing a separate podcast to this, and that'll be
indeed, yeah,
very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks ago, we had a food tourism conference. So we had 16 speakers from 8 countries come to Tankersdown in County Meath to talk about where food tourism is going and how in their destinations they are pioneering this movement in this rapidly growing area. And of course, then, you know, besides that, all of that, we work with food businesses on the improved promotion of food experiences in Ireland. We are supporting really, really great initiatives like Food on the Edge, which will have 50 high influential chefs coming to Galway to stay in for 2 days in October. So lots going on in this area.
It seems that there's an awful lot going on. Okay, Sinead, thanks very much for that. That's very, very concise. You know, it's good to have a great overview of what actually food tourism is. You know, there's a lot of people out there who are very interested in getting involved. So, you know, to the listeners, what do they need to do, or what can they do now to find out more information in relation to food tourism if they want to get involved a little bit more?
Well, first up, I would say, is to hop on to the Fault Ireland website. In there, there's a food tourism tab. There's lots of information. There's loads of content. If you want to, you know, think about starting your own food festival, there's lots of how-to in there. And also, of course, link in with your local food champion to see what's happening in the area and how you can get involved.
Thank you very much. I mean, you mentioned earlier that Tom Flavin was going to do a podcast with us. Yes.
That's right.
You know, I would highly recommend listeners to listen to Tom. That's an excellent podcast. But for now, Sinead, that's great. Thank you very much indeed.
We'll
keep this short as it's Bite-Sized Tourism Podcast. And I'd just like to say thank you for listening to everybody out there. And I hope you listen in again or choose some of the other podcasts. This is Dean Panter of Fáilte Island signing off and saying have a good day.